How many of you got here this morning by traveling on a road? If you came down off the mountain with Bill and Hazel, you had some twists and turns. If you came from 12011 Bear Drive, you only had one turn. We all are used to traveling on roads. How many of you have ever hiked a trail? All right. My daughter and her husband, my son-in-law, Curtis, went up to New Hampshire this past summer, and they hiked the hardest part of the Appalachian Trail, about 200 miles, I think it was. But some of it was over great big boulders as big as cars. And they had to go over cracks and crevices and skint knees and what have you. And they did all that to just say, well, I did this trail. You know, Jesus talked about an interstate, and he talked about hiking a trail. Here's the scripture, Matthew 7. Jesus said, these are the words of Christ, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way, that's the interstate, that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, the trail, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Very words of Jesus, the Son of God. Here he is describing. Matthew Henry said it this way, there are but two ways, right and wrong, good and evil, the way to heaven and the way to hell. In the one or other of these, all are walking. There is no middle place hereafter. No middle way now. All the children of men are saints or sinners, godly or ungodly. That's what Jesus was saying. No one can walk with one foot on the broad road and the other foot on the narrow. Nobody. Just can't do it. You're either on one, Jesus said, or the other. Jesus is saying, you have to make a choice between the two. You can't do the things that those walking on the broad road do and still be walking on the narrow road to heaven. Just doesn't work. In this sermon today, Jesus is asking you to make a final choice as to which road you will walk. Make up your mind, because roughly 100 people die every minute in the world. 100 people die every minute. An average of about 142,000 people a day in their walk of life, on one road or on the other. It's roughly 100 people a minute finish their journey on the road they choose, either the broad road or the narrow. Roughly 100 people a minute end up either in heaven or in hell. That's sobering. Very sobering. If in the next minute those 100 included everybody here in the church would be empty. We have less than 100 here. Can you imagine that? And that means that every minute of every day, those numbers of people are either entering into heaven or entering into hell. One of these days, it's going to be my turn and your turn. What is the final destination of your journey? That means that we have to make a decision. We have to choose which road we are going to walk. Do we have the slide with the broad road, the narrow road? Do we have the one of the two gates? All right. Can you get 100 people through that little gate?
No.
Jesus said you have to find it. Two choices in life. The picture is not of a man standing at a crossroads as some paint the scene. What man faces a single gate, not two gates? He only faces a single gate, the broad gate. Man cannot see the narrow gate. It's kind of, you have to find it. You have to search for it. Jesus said here in Matthew 14, only those who find it will be able to walk that path. So it means that while you're on the broad road, you have to search for an alternative direction to get to eternal life. Every person is born with a sin nature. How many know the Bible says all are born in sin and shapen in iniquity? Yeah. So every person who comes into the world automatically is walking the broad road. From the age of accountability, when you get to the place where you know and you understand good from evil, you understand that there's a choice you can make. You can either live your life for what is right or for what is wrong. And up until we get to that point, we are all facing and walking the same journey. And only those who are walking on the broad road and search and find and seek that narrow gate that is not easy to get into, they're the only ones who can find the path that leads to eternal life. Everyone in the world, the man that lives in the jungle that's never heard the message, those who have been born and reared in Hinduism and Islam and Buddhism and all of those other isms, all of them. There's only one gate for every man in the world to get to eternal life. You remember that verse of scripture where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. I was sitting at a dinner table in China with a Muslim doctor across the table from me. And we were talking about our religions and our faith. And after we nobody was upset. We wasn't having an argument. We were just discussing one with another. And he said to me after a while, oh, we Muslims believe that Jesus is a great prophet. I said, oh, wow, that's wonderful. Do you know what Jesus said? I said to him, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Boy, he backpedaled real quick. Oh, no, 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 no. But I'm telling you, every individual who is born into this world, all 7 to 8 billion people that are living in this world, is headed on one of the roads, one of the places, and they're the only way they can get in the narrow gate is through Jesus Christ. The wide gate is the world. The wide gate stands open. It is so wide that 4 things can be said about it. There is not a single hindrance to entering in to the wide gate. Anybody can walk in. It's not particular. It invites everybody. Nothing keeps a person from entering it. It is as if person naturally stands before the wide open gate and it beckons them to come. Secondly, plenty of people can enter and are entering its wide doors at any given time. A person has plenty of company in entering the wide gate. You don't need to look for friends as long as you're traveling the broad road. As you're traveling this road that ends up in hell and in destruction. Jesus said it. I didn't say it. He said it. There's plenty of company. There's more than enough to walk with you. Oh, come on, let's come have a party. Oh, let's live it up. Come on, you only live once. You only have one life. Let's do it now while we're still alive. You know the scenario. Another one is, oh, one time won't hurt you. Just one won't hurt you. Well, pick up a rattlesnake once. You might pick him up once. Or a copperhead. Might pick him up twice. You pick him up enough and he's going to get you. Hello? And so the broad road is open. Plenty of company. Thirdly, it appears to be the only gate to enter. Because there is so much growth around it. Wow, this is pretty. This is wonderful. And so many people entering at it. Is so much activity going on. We came through Las Vegas some years ago. Our plane landed there and we were overnight in Las Vegas. And we stayed at Circus. Cheap food. And I stood and watched the casino floor. Didn't gamble. They didn't get any of my money, not a dime, not a nickel, not even a penny. But I watched the casino teeming. People running here and running there and running everywhere. I remember one guy sitting close and he was pulling this handle. And all of a sudden, quarters just started pouring out in the trough and the tray. And I stood there long enough to watch him put every one of them back in. Living it up. Only one time. I might hit it big. Plenty of company. A lot of activity. The point is that a person does not even think of another gate, much less look for one. The other day I went out to visit, last Sunday, Linda and I went out to visit brother and sister Thomas. Lives on security out there, and they have their garage up there on the hill, and now you have to go in past, what's the name of that tavern? Creekside. Somebody knew. And it was setting full. There was cars pulled every which direction, motorcycles by the hundreds backed in there, and man, they were teeming with life. I said, my goodness, I need to come out here on a Sunday and preach. I'd be preaching to more there at the tavern than what I would be in church. Teeming. They're not looking for any other way. There have been people I have asked already in life, why don't you come to church? Church, what's that? What goes on in there? What do you do in church? They've never been inside of the door of a church. I had a man get saved some years ago. He hadn't been to church in 50 years. And he came that day, gave his heart to Jesus. Got right with the Lord. The wide gate is wide enough to include all philosophies and beliefs, no matter how extreme, all appetites and passions, all liberties and all licenses, all sin and selfishness. The gate is swung wide open so that any and all can come and eat, drink, and be merry. Listen to the words of Paul. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Is that clear? Now the narrow gate that leads to eternal life and leads to heaven is so narrow that it cannot be seen. And this says several things. We must turn from the wide gate. You know, when I go around Hagerstown anymore, I go through town. I don't go out on the interstate unless I really have to. Amen. Because you know what? I've pulled out on the interstate a number of times. I get a half a mile down the road and it's sentenced dead still. And there I am, caught up in the masses of people, and I can't turn around, and you can't get on the shoulder and go up where you can get off. You got to just sit there. Amen. So I like to take the twisty, turny streets around through town and look at all of the people and say, hello, hey, how you doing? Woo, hallelujah. You got to search for a way. And Jesus is saying, in order to get on the narrow path, You have to go through the narrow gate, so it's not easy to find. You have to find it, and then you have to get in to where it is at. We must turn from the wide gate. You have to make a decision. I'm not walking this path anymore. I'm going to find the route to eternal life. Jesus makes it clear. You have to turn from following the crowd. Turn from the pull of the activity and the attractions around the gate. Oh, wow, we're living it up. Come have fun. You've got to make a decision. No, I'm not going that direction. I'm turning my life in another direction. We must search for the narrow gate and seek it out diligently. I have a friend who is in India. He was raised a Hindu, Brother Reddy Stephen. And Brother Stephen was in Lee College, Lee University with me. And we were in classes together and we became friends. And he grew up as a Hindu. And one day he heard this lady, and she was telling a story about Jesus. He had never heard this about Jesus. And she was saying, he is the light of the world. He is the one who you need to follow. He's the one you need to listen to. And he had always been raised a Hindu. His family, everybody knew, were Hindus. But something got a hold of his heart, and he went into this room. And he got down and he began to pray, and he said, if there is such a thing as this Jesus that I heard this lady talking about, would you show me? And the room lit up bright. And God spoke to him. And right there, he switched from being a Hindu. He found the gate. He found the narrow road. And when he told his parents, I've given my heart to Jesus, they had a funeral for him. Kicked him out of the family. You no longer belong to us. It's as if you never lived. He didn't go back to Hinduism. He came to America and studied to be a preacher of the gospel. And went back to India, preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. It wasn't easy for him to switch from that broad road and find the narrow and follow that path. He had to give up his entire family in order to do that. We must enter when we find the narrow gate. However hard it is to enter, however narrow it is, whatever decision you need to give up, you need to leave the old crowd, the old friends, the old people. They do nothing but pull you down the broad road that ends in destruction. You have to say no to them. You say, I'm going another direction. I'm living another kind of a life. How does a person enter the narrow gate to heaven? Bible says he must repent. Turn from the wide gate. Turn from the crowd. Turn from the activity and the attractions that are around that gate and that broad road that leads to destruction. Jesus said, I tell you, no, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. So every individual, Brother Reddy, when he accepted Christ, he had to repent of being a Hindu, serving a false god, serving a false religion. He had to repent of the sins of the past and say, Lord, repenting, I turn myself totally around and head in another direction. That's what repentance is. It's not just saying, oh, Jesus, I'm sorry, I fell off the wagon here. Repentance is changing direction. You don't do the same old things you used to do. You don't walk the same old route you used to walk. You're totally changing your direction, going in another direction. And Jesus says, if you don't repent, turn, make a 100-degree turn, you will perish. In order to go to heaven and in order to walk the narrow path, one must be born again. Jesus said it again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Wow. The narrow way is very narrow. It is hard. It is difficult to travel. A couple of years ago, Linda and I went with our daughter and her husband hiking up close to Carlisle. There's a shelter up there on top of the mountain. You have to hike a mile or more back in there to get to the shelter, and it's all over rocks. And it wasn't easy for Linda. She was feeling it the next day. No, I wasn't. Huh? Oh, come off of it. When you're following Christ, it's not always an easy trail. You have to make decisions. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm not going to this party. I took a gentleman the other day. He's a boy that grew up in this church. And he developed a drinking problem. And he nearly killed someone in an accident. He paralyzed a man for the rest of his life. Grew up here in Emmanuel Chapel. I went to the place of business where he works to buy some things, and he was staying. Pastor Lay, I've got to go to Towson tomorrow. They have to put new batteries in this ankle bracelet that I have on. He did time in prison. And now he's on parole and he has to wear an ankle bracelet 24/7. And I said, I'll be here tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We'll go. Going down the road. He said, you know, my place of business where I work, they're having a party. He said, I don't think I'm going to go. I said, why not? Because they're going to be drinking there. And I can't be around drinking. He said, I haven't had any for 18 months. I've been sober. I've been dry. And if I go, the temptation is there. And if I'm tempted, I may give. So he had to make a decision. He has to make a choice. He was quoting scripture going to me, going down the highway. We were talking about the Lord. We were talking about Christ and how the Lord can change your life and give you new life. He has made a change in his life. And he said, I have to make a decision. Listen to Jesus again. He said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. We have to deny the flesh. We have to deny the things of the flesh. There are things that you hear and you see and the people do that are on the broad road that is leading destruction. They think it's funny. They think it's wonderful. They think it's fun and joyous and all of that. Wait till they get to the door of hell. Because that's where it ends. Won't be so funny then. Won't be so pleasurable then. Jesus said you have to deny yourself. Listen to what Paul said in Galatians. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and stand the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. How many of us have ever yielded to temptation? Why did we? I like that. I've had that fifth chicken leg. And I've had more than that. Because the flesh desires. The flesh craves. And you have to say to the flesh, no. That's what Paul said. There's a war that goes on, and you have to overcome it. Paul said in Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We're in a battle here. It's a warfare. And war's not pretty. War gets nasty. And you have to bring the flesh under control if you're going to walk the narrow path to eternal life. Joshua challenged the children of Israel one time. He said to them, choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. How many say this morning, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. I'm on the narrow. I'm going to serve God. I challenge you. You who are still alive today, choose which road you are going to travel. In the next minute, 100 people will die. How many of you have a watch? Does it have a second hand on it? I want you to start. Watch it. Beginning right now, every time it ticks, 2 people dead. Every time it moves, there they are. 10 people gone. 15. Twenty-five. 30 people gone. 35. 40 people just died. 50. 55, 60 coming up. Oh my. One more tick. 100 people. Ended their walk of life. Jesus had most of those people go to destruction. Biggest majority of those 100 people that just died are in hell. Only a handful made heaven. Choose you this day who you will serve. Bow your heads. Lord, I'm making a choice. I made it a long time ago. I'm going to follow you. I want to follow your direction, your leadership. It's not easy walking that life. Sometimes you have to make some marvelous decisions, some hard decisions. Sometimes it's not easy. We have to deny ourselves, take up the cross, and follow you. Now, Lord, we have all of these folks here with their heads bowed. And they're making a decision. Which road will I walk? Which path will I trod? Where will my life's path end? When they roll my casket in front of the funeral home, and when the people come and go and look at me for the last time, where have I gone? Which path did I walk? Which destination did I make? I choose this day, Lord. Tell him right now. I choose this day to follow the narrow road, which is entered by the narrow gate, which will lead me to eternal life. How many has made that decision? Raise your hand. Put it up. Testimony. I've made that decision. I'm following Christ. I'm walking the narrow. And now, Brother Lay, I'm going to go out and get as many people as I can off of that broad road and head them in another direction. How many of you, did someone else show you the way to Jesus? Huh? Someone else showed you where the narrow gate was. Someone led you in the right direction. There it is. Here, come on. Pull it in. Squeeze through. Get in there. You repented. And you said, Lord, forgive me. You turned around 100% and headed in another direction. Aren't you glad? Yeah. Well, get up and turn to somebody and say, I'm on the narrow road. How about you?